Title: Bass Modulation Scenes for Smoky Late Night Moods Advanced. Alright, let's build a bass that feels like it's moving through a hazy room at 4 a.m., not wobbling all over the place, not doing the obvious look at me LFO thing, more like slow pressure changes, filter drift, a little harmonic stress, a notch that slides like smoke, and we're going to do it in a way that's repeatable. Scenes you can jump between, automate, and perform. The goal is one bass track with multiple identities, warm and velvet, tense and drifting, gritty and ashy, then ghostly and washed out without ever sacrificing the sub. Before we touch sound design, set the project tempo to typical DDNB pace, 172 to 176 BPM. And a quick mindset check, keep your bass MIDI tight, let the drums carry swing. The bass should feel locked, like it's being pulled forward by the kick and snare. Now create one MIDI track and name it Bass Rack. Drop an instrument rack on it, because the entire idea is one rack with a stable sub layer and a moving mid layer. First chain, sub, this is your anchor. Add operator. Oscillator A is a sine wave. Keep the level conservative, like -6 to -12 dB. We're buying headroom early so we're not fighting later. After operator, at EQ 8, low pass around 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. The point is, no upper harmonics from the sub layer. If it's getting cloudy, you can dip a hair around 200 to 300 Hz, but keep it subtle. Then add utility. Set width to 0%, fully mono. If your version has bass mono, enable it. This chain should not change with scenes. That's the rule. If your sub changes, the whole tune feels like it's breathing in the wrong way. Second chain, mid. This is the mood engine. Load wave eatable. Start simple. Oscillator 1 on a sawish wave eatable, something like basic shapes in the saw region. Oscillator 2 is optional, but if you use it, keep it quieter and slightly detuned, like 8 to 15 cents. Think thickness, not a chorus pad. Set unison to 2 voices, not huge. We want controlled width later, not instant wide chaos. On the filter inside wave eatable, choose something with character like MS2 or PRD. Put cutoff somewhere in the 250 to 600 Hz zone depending on your key. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Then shape the amp envelope for that rolling cluck. Fast attack, short to medium decay, no sustain, and a short release so it doesn't smear between notes. Now we build the smoke chain after the synth. Still on the MID chain. Add saturator first. Analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then an auto filter, set initially to a low pass 24 mode. Add amp after that. Yes, the stock one. Rock or clean mode works, with low gain to start, maybe 2 to 10. Then add chorus ensemble, but keep it subtle. This is haze, not a lead sound. After that, EQ 8. High pass around 120 Hz so the mid layer stays out of the sub's lane. If it's boxy, notch a bit around 250 to 400. If you need presence, a tiny shelf between 1.5 and 3 kHz, but only if you're sure you need it. Finally, utility on the MID chain. We'll use it for width, and also later as a safety gain stage if your drive automation changes loudness. Quick DDNB truth. Everything under about 120 stays mono and stable. The smoke lives more like 150 Hz up through 2 kHz, and then a bit of controlled air above that. Now we create 8 macros on the instrument rack, and we map them like performance controls. Think of these as lanes you'll ride and automate, not static preset selectors. Macro 1 is mood filter. Map the auto filter cutoff on the MID chain, and set a sensible range. Something like 250 Hz on the low end up to 2.5 kHz on the top. If you also want to map Wave Eatable's internal filter cutoff, do it with a smaller range so it doesn't destabilize the tone. Macro 2 is Rezo, your whistle control. Map auto filter resonance from about 5% up to 35%. You can optionally map a narrow EQ bell boost around 1.2 to 2.2 kHz from 0 to plus 2 dB, but be careful. Late night smoky is tasteful. Too much and it turns into cheap squeal. Macro 3 is drive and ash. Map saturator drive from 2 up to 10 dB, and amp gain from about 2 up to 18. If your wave eatable has fold or a similar timbre shaper, you can map a small amount here too. Small. The vibe is grit, not fizz. Macro 4 is timbre drift, the FM-ish tension knob. In wave eatable, map FM amount from basically 0 to around 20%. If you were using operator instead, you'd map the FM routing by bringing up the modulator oscillator level into the carrier slightly. This macro is where the pressure in the room comes from. Macro 5 is notch sweep, our smoke movement. Add a second auto filter after the first one on the MID chain, set it to notch. Frequency range from 300 Hz to 3 kHz, resonance around 15 to 40%. Map that notch frequency to macro 5. Macro 6 is width, but upper only. Map the MID chain utility width from 70% up to 140%. Because you high-pass the MID, widening is much safer. Still, we'll do mono checks later. Macro 7 is chorus mist. Map your chorus ensemble amount or depth from 0 to about 25%, and mix from 0 to around 18%. Tweep it barely there. If you hear it as chorus, it's probably too much. It should feel like you're noticing space, not an effect. Macro 8 is space send, the ghost tail. For this, create return tracks. Return A is a short plate reverb, under 2 seconds decay, a bit of pre-delay, and high pass the reverb around 250 Hz. Return B is the long void, 3 to 6 seconds decay, pre-delay 20 to 45 ms, high pass around 400 Hz, and low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so it's not splashy. Now map macro A to your bass track send B, and optionally a little to send A if you want a short halo too. At this point you've got one rack that can act like multiple moods. Now let's turn those macros into modulation scenes. You've got two workflows, and they're both valid. Arrangement automation is precise and mix-friendly. Dummy clips and session are fast and fun for experimenting. Let's start with arrangement, because it forces good phrasing. Loop 64 bars. We'll do 4 scenes, each 16 bars. Scene A, velvet roll. Think warm and round. Mood filter around 30 to 40%. Resonance low, like 5 to 10. Drive low, 2 to 4 dB. Timbre drift basically off. Notch sweep moving gently. Not cycling like an LFO, more like a slow breathe. Width around 80 to 100. Chorus mist 5 to 10. Bass end near 0. Here's the coaching note. Treat macros like performance lanes, not target values. It's not just where the filter ends up, it's how it gets there. Use curves in automation. Avoid perfect straight ramps. Smoky movement is rarely linear. Scene B, tension drift. Bars 17 to 32. Let mood filter open slowly to around 55 to 65%. Resonance comes up tastefully to 15 to 25. Bring timbre drift to maybe 10 to 18%. Make the notch more active. Try a repeating 4-bar motion, but keep it slow enough that it's not wobble. Drive moderate, maybe 5 to 7 dB. And a big late-night trick. Don't smear reverb constantly. Instead, lift space send only at phrase ends, like the last bar of each 8-bar phrase, or even the last half bar. That's your noir signature. Scene C, ash and grit. Bars 33 to 48. Push drive up, 7 to 10 dB, but watch headroom. Keep mood filter slightly lower than scene B so it doesn't get too bright. Make the notch sweep narrower and a little more resonant, but move it slower so it feels like weight shifting. Not a trick. Pull width back slightly, 70 to 90 for punch. Chorus minimal. Aggression hates smear. Scene D, ghost tail, bars 49 to 64. Close down mood filter so it gets darker. Back drive off. Increase space send with big swells on the final notes of phrases. Width moderate. Chorus slightly higher than before. And consider turning the MID chain down a dB or 2 during the biggest tails, so the space reads clearly without the mid-bass shouting over it. Now the second workflow. Session dummy clips. This is where you can jam scene changes like an instrument. Create a new MIDI track called Bass MOD Scenes. Route its MIDI to your bass rack track. Make 4 empty MIDI clips named Velvet, B Tension, C Ash, D Ghost. In each clip, open the envelopes view. Choose the instrument rack as the device, then pick macro 1 through 8 as the control. Draw your macro settings per clip so launching the clip recalls the mood. Then you can perform transitions live. Launch A for 16 bars, then B, then C, then D. Record the performance into arrangement, and clean it up. If you want an advanced twist, set follow action so those clips rotate to B to C to D every 8 or 16 bars. You get curated motion that still lands on phrase boundaries. Now, how do we make this feel human? The temptation is to slap an LFO on everything and call it movement. Don't. For smoky moods, we want slow drift, not obvious rhythm. Try auto filters LFO at extremely low rates, like 0.03 to 0.12 Hz, meaning one cycle every 8 to 30 seconds, and keep the amount tiny. Or, if you have Max for Live, use an LFO in sample and hold mode with smoothing, map to the notch sweep macro. But again, keep it subtle. And here's a pro move. Use asymmetrical automation curves. Slow rise, faster fall, or fast up, slow down. That breathing shape feels intentional and alive. Now let's glue it into actual DNB dynamics. On the bass rack track after the rack, add a compressor side chained from the kick, or from a kick plus ghost trigger bus. Ratio around 2:1:4:1, attack 5 to 20 milliseconds, release 60 to 140, aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Subtle. In rolling tunes, you want motion, not pumping. If the mid layer blooms too much around 200 to 600, you can use multiband dynamics lightly, but avoid flattening it. Smoky does not mean crushed. Let's cover the common mistakes before you lock it in. Number 1. Modulating the sub. If your macro mapping touches the sub synth, you'll get low-end wobble and it won't translate. Keep the sub stable. Number 2. Too much resonance. It might sound cool quietly, but on a loud system it turns into an ice pick. Use resonance like seasoning. Number 3. Overwidening. Wide mids are fine, but if your mid isn't high-passed enough, you smear punch and you'll lose that chest hit. Number 4. Distortion without gain staging. Drive changes tone and loudness. If every scene change is also a volume change, you'll never trust your automation. So here's a coach-grade fix. Put a utility at the end of the MID chain, and use it as a balancing tool. As you increase drive and ash, compensate with a little reduction in output gain. You can even map it inversely if you want to get fancy, but manual balancing is totally fine. Optionally, put a limiter after the rack catching just 1 or 2 dB max to handle occasional resonant peaks. Also, use macro dead zones. In macro mapping, set ranges so the first 20 to 30% barely does anything. That gives you a safe area for micro movement and prevents accidental harshness when you're performing. Now do a translation check inside the project so you're not guessing. Add an audio effect rack after you're processing on the bass track with 3 chains, normal, mono check with utility width at 0%, and small speaker check with EQ8 high passed at 150 to 200 HC and a slight push in the 1 to 3 KHE range. Key map them. Then you can flip checks instantly. If the mood shift disappears in mono or on small speakers, your movement is living in the wrong place. Let's finish with a short practice run you can actually complete today. Write a 2-bar rolling bass pattern, 1 to 3 notes, keep it simple, loop 64 bars. Bars 1 to 16, scene A, 17 to 32, scene B, 33 to 48, scene C, 49 to 64, scene D. Now record yourself performing just 2 macros live, macro 1, the filter mood, and macro 3, drive and ash. Don't touch everything. Then listen back and delete most of it. Keep only the best 3 to 5 automation moves that actually improve the groove. And here's your homework style challenge if you want to level up. Create 6 scene moments that are obvious on headphones and still meaningful in mono. Put a ghost tail hit right before bar 16, then switch scenes on bar 16. This audio version is shortened for playback.